Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
James, you made some accusations on Monday, and you said that today you were going to prove that I made a donation to a political action committee. So I'd like to give you an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, you donated to Milton Concerned Citizens PAC. Is that true?
You said that in this campaign cycle that I donated to a political action committee. Did
I? Is Milton Concerned Citizens, is that not a PAC? It's registered as a PAC. I have the documents.
You said...
You donated to a PAC, and that's what I said, and there's proof. So...
Oh, no. Oh, no. James Calkins is going to get something right. 613 on News Radio 92.3. This is in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday. He brought the receipts. See, this goes back to the Monday meeting where Jerry Cooey got up and laid into James Calkins for his support of political action committees and the ones that are tied to his family, and that, you know, that's ruining politics. And James had said, well, you gave to PACs. And Jerry said, no, I didn't. James said, yes, you did. And Jerry said, no, I didn't. And he said, prove it. And then it turns out there seems to be evidence of, yes, I think small. If I read the documents right, it was only $24. Probably he bought a ticket to some event is my guess, okay, about the Milton Concerned Citizens, a local PAC. And then also this other PAC that the way I understand it is he maybe supported the guy who started the PAC before the PAC had been started, you know? It's kind of like, so it's maybe not exactly given to the PAC, but sort of in that direction.
No, you said I donated to a PAC in Indiana. Those were your words.
You gave money to a consultant in Indiana.
So, it's not a political
That's
action committee.
That's connected to a PAC called America Reborn. You were fully involved in PACs. There was $60,000 of campaign money from PACs that was directly targeted at me on negative mailouts. And you know what? That's America. That's America. I'm not happy about it. And I'm sure you're not happy about it either.
The voters
made a decision based on all that, and that's their right.
Yeah, I mean, he's not saying it's wrong. Of course, he's been so connected to this that he kind of can't, unless he'd be a big old hypocrite. But it's rough to go up and throw the stone and then be like, oh, but my glass house!
You keep missing the point. You made a defamatory comment about me on Monday, and I'll be a gentleman and allow you to tell me that you misspoke. Otherwise, this is going to get a lot deeper because I did not make a donation to a political action committee. Go check my campaign finance report. That's exactly what I said on Monday. So I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm going to give you an opportunity to say you misspoke. If you want to take that opportunity, go ahead. Otherwise, we're getting deeper into the weeds on this. So you want to take that opportunity, James?
Sir, I want to say that I'm sorry for your loss of the election.
I wish you well. That's not what we're talking about, James.
You made a watchdog. You are fully involved,
Mr.
in PACs.
Chairman.
That's the truth. And all I'm doing is correcting the record. You donated to a PAC like a month ago. That's what was sent to me.
Thank you, Mr. Calkins.
About a month ago.
Thank you, Mr. Calkins.
I mean, you're fully involved. Thank you.
So here's the good takeaway. They both lost to Rhett Rowell. Because it was the three-way race between Rhett and Jerry and James. And Rhett Rowell wound up, which I always sound a little bit like Snacky-Doo, or what's it? Not Scrappy-Doo. Scooby?
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby says Rhett Rowell?
Yeah.
I guess. All right, fair enough. Anyway, Rhett Rowell is the one who won, is going to be the incoming District 3 commissioner. So, oh, by the way, there's much better stuff from this meeting. Next hour, 6:16 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, at 7:10, we'll talk about who got escorted out of the meeting. Just trust me, it's worth it. John Pickens got traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110. Seeing some delays at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29. In all four directions, seeing some congestion delays, so just plan for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall, the pressure, the temperature, anything is not right, Barbary Plumbing, they can fix it. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. Or they can even fix the fix that you fixed that wasn't really a fix. Not that I've done that personally and then had to call them. 477-8782, they were great for Barbary Plumbing.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program. And when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know Pensacola's hidden gem is powering the future? The Port of Pensacola isn't just a name. It's an economic engine driving our region's success. Home to over 20 powerhouse companies like C-Mex Materials, General Electric, Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. This port is fueling growth and prosperity every day. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the backbone of Northwest Florida's economy. Discover how it's shaping our future at portofpensacola.com.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life, and Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the barbaric and sexist Level 3 speech violence committed when men refer to women as birds. As British employment judge Pavel Klimov recently ruled, referring to a coworker, women, as birds is a derogatory form of sex discrimination, and the employees at Whiskey 1901 in Knightsbridge, London, will have to stop using the term. The basic problem is that the only logical connection between women and birds is that they both are frequently stared at by men, with or without binoculars, who seem primarily captivated by their colorful, large, or oddly shaped breasts. Not so good, gents. But what's so wonderful about this decision to remove an obviously misogynist word from British use is that it opens the door for us to consider and eradicate all sorts of terms men use for women that are obviously unacceptable in the enlightened year of Our Lady, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, ASF-176. For the newest other in Among Us, that's 176 years after Seneca Falls, all hail the Holy Declaration. You see, the men seem to have this nearly irrepressible habit of creating objectifying terms for women, not to mention for the various parts of women. And since we are all anti-cis normativists now, seeking to validate, include, and normalize every concept of gender, including the idea that there are no genders, we fully reject hurtful and reductionist words that only serve to reinforce the cis normative paradigm. These words all proceed from the myth that we can easily categorize people as male or female, or even that we know what male and female are anymore. So in that spirit of inescapable gender anarchy, we declare that every word used by men for women shall be hereby prohibited. This includes bird, chick, dame, doll, babe, broad, dish, honey, skirt, wench, dish, lassie, toots, gal, damsel, maiden, lass, and floozy. I don't know about you, but I feel more virtuous already. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, personal size hospitality care products that typically come in hotel rooms, such as shampoo, conditioner, and body lotion. Starting January 1st, 2025, all hotels in New York State with more than 50 rooms will be prohibited from providing toiletry bottles under 12 ounces to their guests. To comply, hotels are now moving to traditional store-sized toiletries with squeeze or pump-action tops that will simply be shared by subsequent guests, just like if you're going over to Aunt Sally's house for Thanksgiving. Marriott Hotels claims they are already 95% compliant across their properties. Hilton says they were 100% by 2023, and this new law in New York follows a similar ban in California last year. There are just so many things to love about this move. Obviously, we celebrate the reduction in plastic bottles, but it goes way beyond that. For instance, forcing people to share creates an inconvenience, and as your third article of Wokeology teaches, forcing people to endure inconvenience reminds them that performing virtue hurts because it's good. Virtue that isn't painful isn't virtue. That's why deprivation of any kind is a useful tool for the collective mindset and reminding people that intruding upon their lives and comfort is the very different definition of being a good villager. But it's so much more. Think about how this reinforces the concept that all humans are part of one large loving family, and therefore the sharing of communal body wash and shampoo with each other is really very natural. What better bond can there be between hotel room guests than the knowledge that some total stranger was using that very conditioner or hand lotion just before you were? So for saving the environment one minor deprivation at a time and teaching people to suffer and suffer alike, New York State, we praise thee as a model of the modern mindset. The otherhood of man will one day be ushered in by such contrivances. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, because we may not have many more chances to do so, this week we want to honor President for Now Joseph R. Biden, that paragon of inclusion, equity, and wokeness. This week, while Mr. Biden was honoring recipients of the Medal of Arts and the Medal of Humanities, he took a moment to talk about the relationship of men to women, a subject upon which a certified gold-plated feminist leader like the president simply cannot pontificate too often.
As Joe Biden's husband, I know the power of women in this room. I know you think I'm kidding. I'm not. All the women in my family are smarter than all the men. That's not a joke. You think I'm joking. I'm not.
What we most appreciate about this remark is that he twice assures us he's not joking. Since so many of Biden's comments are so laughable, this clarification is important. But here we have the basic premise of 17th wave feminism. All women are smarter than all men. Something so true and obvious that there really isn't even a need to give evidence for its validity. Who would dare to disagree? But he went on, significantly adding,
I know the power of women in this room to get things done and uplift the next generation of pioneers. Proving a woman can do anything a man can do and then some. And that includes being president of the United States of America.
Now, aside from this wonderful reference to Ethel Merman and some encouragement toward the Vice President, Her Highness Princess Kamala I, what he's saying here is so vital. Because modern feminism, all waves other than 4, 8, and 15, has so rightly taught us that men are at best a necessary evil and at worst, just an evil. It's always crucial to remind them of their inferiority and worthlessness when compared with women. Thus, for a dear leader to say that all women can do anything any man can do, and better, is simply to sum up in so few words the collective teachings of modern gender studies. Although we sometimes say we favor gender equality, the real truth is we believe in female chauvinism. The rightful Amazon-like state where the queen bee herself reminds us, who run the world? Girls. So well done, sir, yet again reinforcing the wisdom that the only men who can be trusted to be in positions of power are the ones who say that only women can be trusted to be in positions of power. Especially presidents who claim that any woman could do the job better than him, just not quite well enough that he would actually resign and give the job to the one who works for him. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week will be served on special linens provided by Soilier Than Thou, the eco-friendly napkin, towel, and bedsheet company whose products are used and reused a minimum of 5 times between washes. In an effort to reduce energy consumption, water waste, and the polluting of our planet with detergents, Soilier Than Thou reminds us that slightly soiled is nevertheless not the same as completely soiled. So savor that muffin with a somewhat recently cleaned napkin and enjoy the idea that only 3 to 5 people have put their greasy hands on it before you. Soilier Than Thou. If you're really lucky, you can even taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
John Pickens with a traffic update for us. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. We're seeing some delays. If you're heading at Highway 29 and 9 Mile Road intersection, going northbound and southbound. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
One quick headline from David Wayne in the newsroom.
Elon Musk has now made a large donation to the America PAC. He made a $44 million donation. This comes after he contributed $75 million from July through September.
1/1,000th of a Twitter.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. This Guns for Hire, Kamala Harris bringing you on the big guns in the 11-day sprint to Election Day.
I'm just about starving to
nice.
Bruce Springsteen at her Georgia rally with a promise of Beyonce at her rally in Houston. Harris is downplaying a yawning gender gap, finding Justin Michigan up 20 points on women but down 16 on men. Donald Trump hammering Harris on the border in Arizona and Las Vegas rallies.
We will stop all illegal immigration once and for all, and at once. We will stop it immediately. We will not be occupied. We will not be conquered. We will be a free and proud nation.
RFK Jr. with an appeal to Catholics to vote Trump, saying, "We have to find a way to love our children more than we hate each other." America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. At News Radio 92.3, it is 62 degrees, clear skies this morning in Pensacola. Well, this morning at 2:29 a.m., four astronauts returned to Earth after a longer-than-expected stay on the International Space Station. They've splashed down right off the Pensacola coast.
Again, we do have visual confirmation of Crew 8 successfully splashing down after 235 days in space. They are now back on Earth. Dragon Endeavour has returned home.
There were three Americans and one Russian that were scheduled to return more than 2 weeks ago, but they had to wait out some weather delays caused by Hurricane Milton. The returning astronauts include NASA's Matthew Dominick, Michael Barrett, and Jeanette Epps. They've spent now more than 200 days at the International Space Station. There was a hazmat call yesterday in Gulf Breeze. It resulted in a shelter-in-place order for several Santa Rosa County residents.
Santa Rosa 911 police fire ambulance.
Yes, sir. I'm over here off of Highway 98, and we're filling up some peroxide, and it overflowed, and it looks like it's starting fire.
Midway fire crews responded to that call. They did put out the small fire caused by the hydrogen peroxide as it came in contact with the atmosphere and organic material. Homes near the incident were evacuated. Several nearby residents were also put under a temporary shelter-in-place order. Midway Fire called for help from Escambia Fire Rescue's hazmat team. Officials say in total about 80 to 100 gallons of peroxide spilled from that tank. Santa Rosa County says residents near the incident were notified with a reverse 911 call, although some residents say that those calls were only placed to landlines and not cell phones. Others tell Channel 3 they were notified by text message from Santa Rosa County Emergency Management. Well, renewing your car tags or your driver's license might get a little bit more convenient for folks that live on the north side of Santa Rosa County soon.
The our office up in Jay has been closed for a period of months because they completely renovated that whole building, new flooring. They had to put in a firewall for safety, and so that's opening back up next week.
That is Santa Rosa County Tax Collector Stan Nichols, and the J office had been closed since late June. Northside residents have been driving to tax collector offices in Milton, Midway, or Pace since then. Good things come to those who wait. That's the reaction from PPD spokesman Mike Wood after the arrival of that new Bearcat tactical vehicle this week. The SWAT team previously had been using an old van that they described as a plumber's van.
The van is perfect for a work van. You know, a civilian contractor's van is perfect for that, but it's nowhere close to being perfect for what we were using it for, which was, you know, you got to remember when you call the SWAT team in, it doesn't get any worse than that. The potential situation doesn't get any worse for that. This is something that could erupt into gunfire. This is where a rescue needs to be done while gunfire is in progress, and it just simply would not work. It was going to put everyone in danger.
The Bearcat was ordered just over a year ago after Mayor D.C. Reeves took office, made it a top priority. Wood says SWAT officers just have to be prepared to drive into gunfire from high-powered rifles and assault weapons. And it is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report to you right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays if you are headed if you're headed from Pace into Pensacola right there around the light just at the beginning. You're seeing some delays there, just congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Waking up to temperatures anywhere from the middle 50s to lower 60s on your Friday morning, heading into the afternoon. Clear conditions, lots of sunshine on tap. Temperatures remain above average in the middle to upper 80s. Heading into the weekend, things look to be the same. No chance for rain and temperatures in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. 62 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, and all the way down to 57 being reported in Milton right now. Our next news at 7, we've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Beth Ann Branch, a high-ranking Port of Mobile executive, has been chosen as the next CEO of the Port of New Orleans and Public Belt Railroad. Branch will officially take over the job later this year. Following a deadly listeria outbreak in Boar's Head Brand Deli Meats this summer, Schnucks Markets is replacing the supplier with Dietz & Watson starting in November. The recall now includes over 50 different products from Boar's Head's facility in Virginia, which has since shut down. Boeing reported a $6 billion loss last quarter, leading its new chief to acknowledge a lack of public trust, high debt, and deep performance problems. Meanwhile, Boeing's largest union remains on strike. Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 140, the NASDAQ gained 138, and the S&P 500 up 12. Once again, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Kim Klein, and I'm running for the Florida House District 2. 90% of my incumbent opponent's donations have come from outside the district, while nearly all of mine have come from the hardworking people in District 2. Unlike my opponent, I work for the people right here at home, and not for South Florida developers, lobbyists, and corporate interests. We need independent leaders whose main priority is serving the people of Northwest Florida and preserving our local way of life. VoteKimKlein.com.
Paid for and approved by Kim Klein, NPA, for Florida House District 2.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas.
Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger. If you're ready for better investment of our taxpayer dollars, real transparency in local government, and putting our first responders first, I'm asking for your vote for Escambia County Commissioner. I'm proud to be supported by our brave firefighters, EMT, and law enforcement officers, those who protect us every day. I am ready to bring a new perspective, and I am committed to our community. I'm asking for you to vote Ashley Hoffberger for Escambia County Commissioner.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
For so many voters, we know that a huge issue for them is the economy.
Right.
It's the cost of living. I've been on the campaign trail. I hear that in the field again and again. You look at some of the numbers on this, and our new NBC News poll shows that more voters think that the Biden administration policies have hurt them rather than helped them. And I wonder, are the last 4 years an obstacle to you in this race?
Here's how I look at it. First of all, let me be very clear. Mine will not be a continuation of the Biden administration. I bring my own experiences, my own ideas to it.
Here's how I look at it. First of all, let me be very clear. I am definitely not answering that question. that question is not on my list of pre-approved answers that my handlers have taught me or programmed me to say. Come on, you know, ask me a question I can answer.
I'm proud to report to you that economists from Nobel laureates to Goldman Sachs have reviewed my economic plan versus Donald Trump's. And in comparison, have found that my plans will strengthen America's economy. His plans will weaken America's economy.
Then why do you think that's not landing with voters? Because
oh, but
in
I
the
think
numbers,
it is.
It's the opposite. Former President Trump leads you on this issue.
Well, when I'm out, this is why I'm going out to Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan,
yeah.
Excuse me. Just got in late this morning, actually. But going to three states yesterday, and I'm going to continue being on the road. I have to earn the vote.
Well, yeah, but as they say in Donnie Brasco, ain't the question. You know, like the question was, why isn't it landing? Why don't people believe you? See, what, you know, one of the things people like about President Trump, a lot of things people don't like about President Trump, myself included, but one of the things people like about him is you feel like he's really answering. He's a person. He's crazy sometimes, but he's a person. He's answering the question. He may ramble and meander, but he engages. It's a conversation. He doesn't just flip to his talking points. I mean, he does, but he also answers, right? Kamala Harris, it feels like categorizing. Aha, B3. Here we go. You know, like, that's how she answers all of this stuff. Now, I have a weird question, okay? And I'm kind of curious what you think about this. How much does pronunciation of words matter to you? And I don't just mean ordinary gaffe pronunciations. That's one thing. Like I saw on Facebook, somebody says, why do we pronounce the G in, here's how I'll spell the word, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Why do we pronounce the G in that word twice? And my answer, and most people's answer is, well, we don't. It's not longevity. It's longevity. You pronounce the G once because there's one G. But that's small potatoes. The reason I ask is because twice this week I have heard Kamala Harris talk about something where it's not a bad pronunciation. It's like she picks the wrong word. And I'm going to play these clips for her and ask you what you think of this, okay? And listen, everybody has different things, and you know, even Trump struggles with things like this. It's, I'm not saying he's great. I'm just, it struck me as particularly odd. Here was one. This was from an event last weekend at a church in Georgia. Okay.
This parable, the parable of the Good Samaritan, teaches us to love thy neighbor as thyself.
Among other things, but yeah, that's basically right.
These words are simple. We know them well. It is an essential tenet and a pillar of our faith.
Tenet? And I heard that the first time. I thought, am I just, did I, my ears blink and I, tenet? Like a renter?
It is an essential tenet.
Tenet. The word is tenet. A doctrine or a basic principle. T-E-N-E-T. Tenet. Not tenant. And I would think that the Attorney General of the state of California, United States Senator, and a longtime prosecutor would know the difference between those two words. I expect lawyers to have good command of the language. This is a weird one to me. And then there was another one similar to this, and I wouldn't, I probably, if it had been just the one, I probably wouldn't have shared it, but I heard this one in the NBC interview. Here, listen.
His so-called plan for the economy, economists have estimated, will exasperate inflation and invite a recession by the middle of next year. So there's a huge difference between he and I.
Come again? Exasperate? Like, to frustrate? I think the word you meant is exacerbate, like to make worse, because those are two different words.
Exasperate inflation.
And the elocution is perfect. I mean, she's pronouncing the wrong word 100% correctly. It struck me as weird because I know a lot of lawyers, okay? And lawyers are language people. And it just struck me as odd that somebody who is so accomplished in the legal realm, the Attorney General of this, you know, of California, and a senator and a former prosecutor, these are not mistakes lawyers make. They're mistakes that, you know, pardon me, I love him. You know, I'm a good friend of Sam Parker. Sam Parker makes this mistake. He does. He says that word wrong. He says exasperate when he means exacerbate. But okay, fine. You know, Sam's not a lawyer. Words are not his livelihood. It's weird. Am I wrong? Am I reading too much into it? It struck me as super weird. 437-1620. We'll get back to the NBC interview in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John, am I being too much of a grammar Nazi on this, or do you hear it? Is it weird?
It is weird.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
But
I'm not
I still
crazy.
Say longevity.
Oh,
sorry. It's a Southern thing.
It hurts my ears.
I know, but I had to get that out in the open.
Thank you.
All right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Starting to see some delays if you're heading over to East Milton from downtown Milton. Right around the East Milton turn to the elementary school, you're seeing some delays there. Other than that, traffic is good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Somebody texted in and says, well, maybe it said tenant on the teleprompter. Or exasperated. Well, that was an NBC that shouldn't have a teleprompter in that case. I mean, you could say it was the staffer got it wrong, but she would have corrected that. A language person would not say that the wrong way and would not so clearly elocute it the wrong way. Or if they did, by mistake, they'd correct it. What I meant to say was tenant. Now, I will say, that my thought about the tenant one is a religious person who's around religious people a lot wouldn't make that mistake. Because they would know the lingo. They would speak the... But, and again, I know, 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, I get it, okay? And Trump is not, like, the paragon in this regard. But again, it's kind of a... I don't know what to make of it. It's weird. 649 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, depend... Some of this says they haven't updated the version of Grammarly she's using. Oh, yeah, and it's also between him and me. Oh, yeah. Those are... No, I'm not going to say that one. Anyway, now, I will say this. In the interview with Hallie Jackson, Hallie did a great job of asking her about 20 good questions, and she didn't answer a single one of them directly. Not true. She actually did answer one or two of them, and in a way I want to give her credit for, okay? Because she started with the question of... One of the questions she asked was... Basically, you're a black woman. Why don't you make more of that? It is a historic thing for a black woman to be selected. I mean, nominated seems a little strong, given the process. Identified as the Democrat nominee. But here goes.
You've been reluctant to lean into, to talk about the historic nature of your candidacy on the campaign trail. Why is that?
Well, I'm clearly a woman. I don't need to point that out to anyone. The point that most people really care about is, can you do the job? And do you have a plan to actually focus on them?
That's a good answer. Like, as a conservative, I love that answer. Well, don't vote for me because I'm a black woman. Vote for me because you think I'm the best at the job. Good for her. You know, a lot of times we get on Democrats for identity politics, and I think she deserves some of that. But she hasn't been as much emphasizing that. Hallie Jackson is right. And for her to simply say, I don't want to emphasize that because that's not why people should vote for me, I hope that's not just an I got to appeal to the conservatives ploy. But that's at least the right answer, and give her credit for the right answer.
And right now there is a big gender gap in this race. Fewer men support you right now than they did President Biden. Some of your allies have suggested there's sexism at play. I wonder, do you think there is sexism at play here?
Let me just tell you something. You've come to my events, and you will see there are men and women at those events, whether it be small events or events with 10,000 people. So the experience that I am having is one in which it is clear that regardless of someone's gender, they want to know that their president has a plan to lower cost, that their president has a plan to secure America in the context of...
Yeah, I know in the middle there she got caught trying to fight the balloon of the English language that she can't quite catch ever very well, but the answer is right. The answer is, don't elect me because of my gender. And the funny comment about, you know...
There are men and women at those events.
And also, I am a woman, don't you see? Anyway, no, but Hallie Jackson followed up and pressed her on it. And again, I thought she gave a really good answer.
Do you not see sexism as a factor in this race at all?
Because you remember Hillary. It's all sexism. It's a vast right-wing sexist conspiracy. That's basically why she didn't get elected, is because men hate women, and that's the only reason why, right? Okay, so back to the interview.
Do you not see sexism as a factor in this race at all?
I don't think of it that way. My challenge is the challenge of making sure I can talk with and listen to as many voters as possible and earn their vote. And I will never assume that anyone in our country should elect a leader based on their gender or their race. Instead, that leader needs to earn the vote based on substance and what they will do to address challenges and to inspire people to know that their aspirations and their ambitions can and will be achieved through the opportunity to do that.
Look, for all the ways you might criticize her, these are the right answers to these questions. I'm not emphasizing the fact that I'm a black woman, even though clearly the president has previously said that he's big on the idea of, I mean, you know, Ketanji Brown Jackson was put in the office of Supreme Court because she's a black woman, and him selecting, all right? When he selected Kamala Harris as running mate, clearly, okay? But for her to de-emphasize that in her campaign, good. For her to deny that that's a reason people should vote for her, good. And for her to say that the reason people are opposing her isn't based on sexism, also good. I mean, that's, you know, give credit where the credit is due. 653 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We got a bunch of texts in here. Let's see. come on, Andrew, give her a break. She failed the first time taking the LSAT. Oh, come on. Seems unlikely. Oh, maybe she was talking about 10 ants. You know, not quite a dozen, more than six of the little crawly creatures. all right. Sorry. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5. Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractor show you why they're more than a tractor store.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
This November, we have a choice. We can keep the same old politics of division and distraction, or we can choose leadership we can trust. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to bring us together and focus on what truly matters, our economy, access to health care, and protecting our rights. I won't be distracted by headlines and scandals. I'll be working for you every day. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's build a community that works for all of us.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're wearing my hat. What else you got that's mine?
And it feels like home.
Good morning, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. A little Silverado there for you, by the way. If you remember, you kind of caught the Kevin Klein, maybe. John's got traffic for us. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A reality TV star from the show Naked and Afraid has died. Sarah Dancer apparently was in 5 seasons of the survival show and was also in the CW reality series Fight to Survive. She's also a cancer survivor and apparently died in a car accident in Hawaii last week. Survived 5 seasons naked in a jungle and then a car accident. There's a viral video online, Andrew. People may see this on their X feed. It appears to show Trump mail-in ballots being destroyed in Pennsylvania. It shows somebody opening ballots saying, oh, Trump ripping the ballot up, throwing it. Well, there is, if you happen to see this, officials there in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, are saying the video is fake and was created to create dissent ahead of the election.
You mean there's election-related fake videos around?
I know. It's a shocker.
Hard to believe. I mean, it seems so plausible that somebody would just be doing that right there on camera.